We tackle everything to do with the home, inside, outside, and we always like to say your home doesn't stop at the back door. It spills right out into the backyard, so you want to make sure your yard is looking good, and that's why we are always happy to have our Around the Yard segment with our friend Julie Day Jones. Julie, how you doing?
I'm doing great. It's good to be here, but I have a question.
Uh-oh, this is always...
She's turning the tables.
Boy.
We're in trouble.
No, 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 no. I just want to know, Joe, has it finally stopped snowing in New England?
It has stopped snowing, and more importantly, it's finally stopped raining.
You know,
We had such
can
a
the word
wet...
spring
oh my God.
Apply to where you are now?
Yes. Yeah, there's been... But it is finally turning green and a little warmer. We're getting, consistent temperatures in the 60s and even 70s.
So, good.
I mean, you're probably in the middle of the summer down there.
Well, it's getting there. It's getting there. Yeah. But now we can talk about spring without you feeling left out.
Thank you. Because usually I just sit back and listen to you guys talk about how great the weather is.
Yeah.
And the snow is falling outside my window here in Connecticut. Yeah. Well, thank you, Julie. I appreciate that.
See? Because spring is here. And in fact, summer is coming faster than we know it. Some parts of the country, it's already really hot. But now's the time to do spring stuff. This is kind of the one time of year that it's okay to mess with your azaleas. When they finish blooming, this is when you prune them. This is when you feed them. This is where you move them if you need to move them. As soon as they get done blooming, because pretty quickly they're going to set the buds for next year. And if you trim them back, you're going to not have as pretty of a show next spring.
So that's
a big thing to do this time of year.
Yeah, that's good to know. And also, I've seen warning on packages of fertilizer and other amendments that you should not put them out when it's really, really hot. So that's probably a few of those things maybe need to be taken care of right now before it really does get hot.
That is true. Get everything fed. Another good thing to do right now is to trim back your evergreens. You just want to give it a little haircut. Don't cut it back to bare wood, but shear it back a little bit. And then you do want to do anything you're going to apply to your plants before it gets too hot. We tend to think when it's 90 degrees outside and our plants start looking a little ragged that we need to give them more TLC, but actually more fertilizer. More of everything stresses them out even more. So this is the time to get everything nice and healthy, and then you can just help it keep it watered over the summer when it gets really hot.
And probably kind of prime time for any aeration and adding anything to that lawn to kind of give it a little bit of a boost is probably the right time, huh?
Absolutely. This is a great time to get your lawn in order. The only caution to that is if you have had a lot of rain, you probably don't want to try to aerate if the ground is soggy because you'll end up compacting it even more. But spring and fall are great times to take care of your lawn. In the spring, both warm season grasses like St. Augustine and centipede and cool season grasses like fescue have a growing season in the spring. So regardless of the type of grass you have, you're exactly right. This is the time of year before it gets too hot to get it in tip-top shape and then raise those mower blades up, mow it as high as you can through the summer to help shade the ground and keep the ground cool and avoid the heat stress.
Julie, you had mentioned evergreens before, and I remember when we first had our home built and I was putting in some evergreen trees, I learned about the candles. And the candles are the new growth, if I remember this correctly, the new growth of these evergreen trees, and how once they put those out, you should trim them back. And you can tell which are the candles because they're very, very light green and very sort of supple, right? And you cut them back. And it seems almost counterintuitive. Like, I planted this thing, it's finally growing, now I'm chopping it back. But if you continue to do that, I have some evergreens that are just beautiful because I did that every year. Now I've since given it up, they're on their own. I got other stuff to worry about. But I did it.
Right.
I did it for the first 5 or 6 years religiously, and these are beautiful. You just trim them back. I forget. I think you cut back as much as 2/3 or half. I don't remember now. But for anybody that has an evergreen that's growing in these candles, which they call them, it definitely is a good idea to trim those back.
That's a great tip, and really true for a lot of plants. And I might not be 100% accurate with my biology, but my understanding is that the plant sends growth hormone to the end of the stem to make those little shoots. And if you nip those off, that growth hormone can be dispersed along the branches, and you end up filling out the plant more in the middle. So sometimes even just using your fingers and pinching off the very tip that's growing on your bushes will help it fill out in the middle, and you didn't have to do anything drastic. You didn't even need to get the clippers out. Just kind of pinch them back and keep them in shape and help them fill out.
Boy, always some great, great tips from our friend Julie Day Jones. So that should motivate you a little bit to get out there and get the great outdoors looking even nicer. Julie, always great to have you on board here. We look forward to talking with you soon.
Sounds good. Enjoy your spring.
Thank you, Julie.
You take care. That's our Around the Yard segment brought to you by Pavestone and Quikrete.